Australia's unemployment rate has risen sharply to 4.8%. Yet the official estimates suggest that employers defied the gloom last month and continued to hire. Against expectations, the overall employment figure rose, with 34,000 extra full-time jobs added to the workforce. That's if you believe the figures, but many don't. They are hard to reconcile with business confidence at record lows and a big fall in the number of job ads. Leading economists have a likely explanation: cutbacks at the government department that counts Australian jobs. Economics correspondent Stephen Long.
It's a set of numbers that moves the markets. When the labour force figures came out at 11:30, the Aussie dollar rose and expectations of rate cuts were pared back. A report went around the world on the wires announcing that Australian employers had unexpectedly added workers in January, a sign the economy may avoid the recession gripping the US, the UK, Europe and Japan, and all on the basis of numbers that look deeply suspicious and may be completely wrong. Joshua Williamson at TD Securities.
On the face of it, it seems to be quite a bizarre result. We've had full-time employment up strongly, yet the unemployment rate has also risen, and we've also seen the participation rate increase at a time of economic uncertainty. Now, normally you'd expect to see the opposite of that as we start to see a discouraged worker effect. So, strange days indeed.
Most peculiar, Mama.
I was astounded, really, when I saw the figures.
Professor Bill Mitchell from the University of Newcastle is one of Australia's leading labour market economists. He was gobsmacked when the official estimates came out claiming that there were 34,000 extra full-time jobs added in Australia last month, while part-time jobs went backwards by almost as much.
So I looked at those figures when they came out, 11:30, and I said, what the hell's going on here?
And what the hell do you make of figures showing a surge in full-time jobs amid all the doom and gloom? And how do you reconcile it with surveys that put business confidence at record lows and show that job ads are plummeting? And the pattern of jobs growth, says Bill Mitchell, just doesn't make sense.
The two things, the growth in full-time work and the decline in part-time work, that goes against what our understanding of an economy that's going into a downturn looks like. And also the increase in participation rates is also flies in the face of what happens typically when the economy turns down.
Stephen Waters is the chief economist in Australia for JP Morgan, and he says it's suspicious.
Well, it is, and I think that's the problem, is that the market today expected a fall of around 18,000 jobs, and our own forecast was something closer to 25,000, which is very consistent with those indicators. And as you mentioned, the NAB survey has an employment component in there, and that is at an all-time low. Similarly, the ANZ job ads have literally fallen off a cliff, as has the official Commonwealth Government Department leading indicator of employment that's been falling for 14 months now. Suddenly today we get a massive rise in full-time employment. It just doesn't pass the smell test for me, and therefore I'm quite suspicious of that.
Stephen Waters also says it sits oddly with JP Morgan's own survey of job shedding by major companies here.
The tally we're coming up with now is around, over the last 6 months, about 50,000 jobs have been cut. That's just not reflected in these official numbers from the Bureau of Statistics.
So how do you make sense of it? The most likely explanation is that the figure on full-time jobs growth is plain wrong, a sampling error or statistical white noise.
My view, given that the ABS has, for budget reasons, cut the sample size, the statistical accuracy of the estimates is definitely lower now than it previously was.
So low as to render the monthly employment figures pretty much meaningless. The official estimate is that 1,200 jobs were added to the economy in net terms last month. But have a look at the confidence interval or margin of error. On the statistician's own reckoning, the economy could have shed nearly 60,000 jobs or gained 62,000. That margin of error has increased big time since budget cuts led the ABS to slash the size of its labour force survey last year by 24%.
That has increased the volatility in the survey, and if you look at the confidence intervals in the data today, it certainly shows you there is a wide range of confidence around that point estimate. So in other words, I think possibly the data is less reliable than it ought to be.
That's putting it mildly. So the government spending $42 billion on stimulus, but won't spend enough money on its own Statistics Bureau to let it provide reliable numbers. And the financial markets are making decisions that affect all of us on the basis of figures that could be just junk.
Stephen Long.